was safe to visit New York. Here comes Reptar!
Reptar?
He's big, he's green, he's mean, and he's back! He's Reptar!
Reptar?
And this time, he means business!
Rated MGR, minor guidance recommended. Now playing in theaters everywhere, including the West Side Octoplex.
Up we go, champ!
Yeah, time to go. Oh, cheer up, Tommy. Tonight we're all going to the Octoplex to see your first movie.
The dummy bears in the land without smiles. Do we really have to see this one?
Come on, Pop. The kids will love it.
Yes, Tommy. Blah, blah. We're going to a movie.
We should have gone bowling.
Chucky, I've got to tell you about this great thing I saw.
What?
Reptar.
Reptar?
Reptar. This big dinosaur on the TV. It knocked over some buildings and stuff.
Wow!
I told you, we should have gone bowling.
Shh, Dad, it's starting.
Goes one to a lonely little girl in New York.
Help! Help! Someone's stolen the magic list!
Stolen? But without the list of sad little boys and girls,
this'll become the Land Without Smiles.
Land Without Brains is more like it!
Tommy, a big rust reptar.
I don't know, but there are a bunch of tiny grown-ups running around his feet.
Wow, we want to see Reptar.
Okay, let's go find him.
But he was on TV, Tommy, back at your house.
I saw his picture outside, Chucky. I think he's here somewhere. Maybe he's this way.
Kissing movies. Nothing ever happens.
Hey, what's that?
No way! Beanie boards are by far the coolest.
You lie! Beanies are bogus. Grody boards rule.
Oh, forget you.
Forget you too, man.
Reptar!
Oh. Hardly. Why not? After Mr. Wilkie caught you drinking a carton of artificial popcorn butter? Dream on.
I had to, man. A bet's a bet.
Bet you a buck you won't do it again.
You're on, dude.
What is it? The sun? The moon? No, it's Reptar.
Just get Valentine's to the other needy children, Squeaky Bear. It's too late for me.
It's too late for me, too. I'm gonna get some candy. I'd rather rot my teeth than sit here and rot my brain.
I've seen it from away. Come on.
Oh. Reptar?
Nope. Reptar's green.
Is this it, Tommy?
Hey, you talking to me?
No, I was talking to Tommy. Let's try another one.
Knew how to run a snack bar, and he'd walk 15 miles through the snow to get there, too.
Yeah, right, old dude.
Well, hello there. Guess you little sprats had enough of that brainless bear adventure, too, eh? Well, I got us some snacks anyway. Come on now, get along to the doggies.
I know you're all wondering if little Shauna is going to pull through.
Like little Shauna.
What nerve! He didn't even give us our money back. Right when you're about to find out if the guy's a ghost, the picture just goes black.
Worst theater I've ever been to.
You're telling me. The popcorn here tastes like soda pop.
I just wish I knew if little Shauna pulled through.
Oh, I guess we'll have to wait till it comes out on video.
It just isn't fair.
Well, at least we know Tommy can get through a whole movie without making any trouble.
You're right. At least there's that.
Why don't we go see a movie again next week?
Okay, but next time, let's go to another theater.
Probably Drew and Angelica here for your slumber party.
Slumber party.
I still
don't see why I have to sleep in the dumb old baby's room.
Cupcake, it's gonna be your first slumber party.
Bro, how you doing, sweetie?
Muffin?
Thank you so much for inviting me and Daddy to spend the weekend with you.
Of course, sweetums.
I'm just gonna say it, Drew. She's the most beautiful little girl I've ever seen.
No question about it, little brother.
Why don't you three have a seat in the living room and I'll go get Tommy?
Come on, Muffin.
So, how's the wife?
Well, you know Charlotte. Work, work, work.
Yeah. Listen here. I got better things to do than sleep in a bottle sack in baby's room. But since I gotta, I get first dibs on beds.
Recycling toilet tissue.
Gosh.
Recycled toilet tissue?
Mm-hmm.
Tough idea to sell, I imagine.
Why don't you grow up and quit sucking that dumb bottle? Only babies suck on bottles.
Oh, look, it's time for the kids' nap. Angelica, ready for sleepy bye? There, you see? Here's your very own bed.
Thank you, Aunt Dee Dee. It's so nice and comfy.
And how are you, sleepyhead? Ready for nappy byes?
Angelica?
What, dribble face?
What's the slumber party?
That's a really dumb question that only a baby bottle sucker would ask. It smells like a baby's room in here. I'm gonna open this window. That's better.
Too cold.
Oh, Mommy's little baby too cold?
Come on, tell me. What's the slumber party?
If you have to ask, you'll never know.
Okay, hon?
I can feed myself.
Yes, you're a big girl. Are you still sleepy?
Babies need a lot of sleep.
I think I better put you right to bed. You don't seem to be feeling well, sweetheart.
Sometimes I stay up till 9 o'clock.
That's nice, dear. You finish your dinner while I put Tommy to bed.
Oops. And it was so yummy, too.
Here's your teddy bear and your bottle. My little whoopee, okay? Adawaza. Adawaza boogie boo boo. Well, nighty night. I guess you'll get an early start on your little slumber party.
Oh,
terrible fever, honey.
What's wrong with Tommy?
It's a fever, Stu. He's just burning up. I wonder how he came down with it so fast.
It wasn't me.
I'll go call Dr. Schachter.
Poor little thing.
Maybe Phil and Will gave it to him. I know I didn't. Did I?
Ah, you two call that doc every time the little fella's got a hiccup. Now in my day...
Hey, Bob, why don't you get the thermometer?
Thermometer? Why, the boy's just got to chill. All you got to do is hold him upside down.
Never mind. I'll get it.
Now just get some applesauce and an old sock big enough for his head.
Bob.
Let him finish.
I was just saying, you turn him upside down and then feed him the applesauce.
I remember that one. There was applesauce everywhere.
Maybe we could try it.
We're not doing the applesauce. It didn't work then, it doesn't work now. Anyway, the doctor said not to worry, just give him his baby drops and call in the morning.
Maybe Chucky came over and opened his window.
Found it.
You kids just didn't have the stomach for the applesauce cure.
Not the applesauce cure.
Why, in my day, we had to walk...
How many miles, Pop?
15 miles to school, for your information, in the snow, with no shoes.
Come on, champ, here we go.
It says here in Lipschitz to put a radio under his or her pillow.
Our radio's bigger than this pillow.
I don't know what the big fuss is all about. He's just faking it.
Or it says we could sing him or her a lullaby. Do we know any?
We could make one up.
You think?
It's your bedtime, champ.
Let's turn out the lamp.
You'll feel better tomorrow.
But this song you can borrow.
Nice, Dee Dee.
Thanks.
If your cheeks are still red,
and there's heat in your head,
then we'll call up the doctor.
His name's Herman Schachter.
'Cause you're our little boy.
You're our pride and joy.
And we think you're the best.
So good night, get some rest.
Wait up, Muffin! You're dripping everywhere!
That's my boy.
My champ.
Well, looky here. He's got my stamina, that's for sure.
That was some chill you got, sports fan.
Hey, who's gonna buy me a new dress?
You know what? I'm gonna make breakfast. Pancakes and applesauce. I got the strangest hankering for some applesauce. And you remember the whole stuff?
Well, after a night like last night, I think we could all use a little of Grandpa's applesauce.
Tommy?
Yeah?
I've never seen anybody barf like that. Wow.
Angelica?
Yeah?
Summer parties always like that.
It's like I told you before. If you have to ask, you'll never know.
Hey,